This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of a slew of development projects worth more than 40,000 crore rupees in Bihar from Purnia district yesterday. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister said the double-engine government is continuously working to make the lives of the people of Bihar easier.
बिहार के विकास के लिए करीब 40,000 करोड़ रुपया की परियोजनाओं का लोकार्पण और शिलान्यास हुआ है. रेल, एयरपोर्ट, बिजली, पानी से जुड़ी ये परियोजनाएं सीमांचल के सपनों को पूरा करने का माध्यम बनेगी. आज यहाँ 40,000 से ज्यादा लाभार्थियों को पीएम आवास योजना के तहत पक्का घर भी मिला है. इन 40,000 परिवारों के जीवन में आज एक नई शुरुआत हुई है.
Mr. Modi also launched the National Makhana Board in Bihar on the occasion. The establishment of the board will significantly boost makhana production. The Prime Minister emphasized that the board will work continuously to ensure better prices for makhana farmers and to enhance the use of technology in the sector. Prime Minister Modi also inaugurated the interim terminal building at new civil enclave of Purnia Airport and flagged off the first commercial flight. He said this will enable direct connectivity between Purnia and Simanchal with major cities and key commercial hubs across the nation. Speaking at the event, the PM also affirmed that sealing illegal infiltration is a firm responsibility of the government and assured strict action will be taken against it. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that Narendra Modi government is determined to eradicate menace of drugs by uniting all anti-narcotics task forces of the country. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said he will address second national conference of the Anti-Narcotics Task Force heads of states in New Delhi today. Mr. Shah informed that he will also destroy drugs worth 4,794 crore rupees to mark the inauguration of a drug destruction drive. In a major development, the Central Bureau of Investigation has conducted raids yesterday at 16 locations in Karnataka and Andhra Pradesh in connection with sensational tribal welfare board scam in which former minister B. Nagendra was jailed. An official statement by CBI stated that raids were conducted at premises of sister, brother-in-law, personal assistant and other close associates of former Karnataka minister in connection with siphoning of government funds. The CBI statement said it carried out searches in Karnataka and Andhra Pradesh in connection with Valmiki Tribal Corporation scam relating to siphoning of government funds. The case was registered on June 3, 2024 by CBI on the basis of a written complaint from DGM Union Bank of India. The total area sown under kharif crops in the ongoing current season has increased by around 15 lakh hectares to over 1,110 lakh hectares so far this year. According to data released by Department of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, rice cultivation has seen significant growth of over 8.45 lakh hectares to over 438 lakh hectares compared to 430 lakh hectares during the same period last year. Pulses cultivation has also increased from more 117 lakh hectares to over 118 lakh hectares. The coarse cereals were sown over 192 lakh hectares, while oil seeds were sown around 189 lakh hectares. The unemployment rate among male of age 15 years and above has declined to 5% in August this year. According to the latest periodic labor force survey, the unemployment rate among rural male has also declined to 4.5% in August, which is lower than the previous 4 months observed for rural male. Statistics and Program Implementation Ministry said that the worker population ratio among females has witnessed rise for 2 months in a row to 32% in August this year from 30% recorded in June. The ministry said the female workforce has increased in both rural and urban areas for the last 2 successive months. The Central Board of Direct Taxes has decided to further extend the due date for filing the income tax returns for assessment year 2025-26 for 1 day. The due date for filing the ITRs was yesterday, which is extended to today. To enable changes in the utilities, the e-filing portal will remain in maintenance mode from 12 a.m. to 2:30 a.m. on 16 September 2025. And that is the end of this news bulletin.